This is the Reverend Christy Hoard from St. John's Episcopal Church in Pensacola, Florida. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, St. John's Talks, a collection of sermons, interviews, and speaker events here at St. John's Episcopal Church. I hope you enjoy.
Well, good morning. Good morning. It's so good to see your bright and shining faces today. I know I'm not your regular priest. Christy's out of town. So if any of you who are visiting, I'm not the regular. I'm the fill-in. My name is Alice Sawyer. And I'm just so glad you're all here. Now today, I want to talk to you about my role. Because actually, as I was listening to these passages and thinking, you know, how do I communicate what this means to us today? I thought of the fact that you'll see next to my name in the bulletin, it says missionary to NAS, the NAVE. And missionary, that's basically what Jesus is talking to. He's talking to his disciples. And all the way leading up to this passage was about the mission of going out two by two. And that he's been giving them the instructions of not to take it this and don't worry about that. Because it comes down to trust. So some of you might wonder, well, what does it mean to be a missionary? How do you do that? Christy and I talked it over and she's like, I don't know. And that's true. Initially, you know, of course, I thought that I knew, and, you know, well, maybe I'm going to have the, you have to tell me we're having a Bible study. And so, you know, took all the stuff and had my expo markers and cleaned the dry erase board and took all these snacks and everything and went on down there and no one shows up. I know. Terrible. Just terrible at this job, you know. And I did this again, and I thought, okay, you know, I had all those cookies, and so I just went downstairs and just was like, okay, fine, you know, here, I'll give away all the 100 whole house cookies that I've made from scratch. None of y'all came, but that's what I'm thinking, is I'm okay, fine. And so then, after the second time, there's this guy, Chief Pete. And he's kind of like what I would consider the RA, the resident assistant, because this is in the barracks. I'm right there where they live. And he said, well, why don't you just come down here and hang out? You can sit right there. So I was like, okay. So I'd go and I'd sit there and, you know, I'd have my cookies or, you know, something. And, hey, chaplain, hey, yeah. You know, and I'd talk to them and ask them their actual real names. You know, my name's Salas. No, your name is what? Your first name. Oh, okay. We're on first name basis. And so I would just hang out. And I felt like this is just, oh, I've got to report back to the church. And this is just really not the kind of stuff they might be expecting. You know, we're trying to build a bridge to, you know, bring them over here so y'all can love on them and things like that. I mean, that's, you know, in my mind, like I've told you before, you know, I got to be successful, you know. you got to produce. But that's not what these passages are about. Oh, the whole theme today is, can we trust God? And can God trust us? So week after week, I continue to go. And then finally, I went with nothing. Thought, fine, if I've got to cook, bake cookies and do all these snacks, they're not coming to Bible study, so I'm just going to show up. And I showed up, I had my flip-flops on, I had some shorts, I had on a t-shirt that says, this priest loves you, with rainbow, you know, all over it. Didn't even have my collar on, I was in total defiant mode, you know. And when I did that, over time, time, what's happened is they've revealed to me, you know, bit by bit, relationships have been established, and they're revealing to me, you know, what to do. And even help me. Chief Pete made a flyer for me. Sent it to me via text for my approval. Do you know how difficult it is just to get a flyer approved on the Navy base? The ones that I sent about a month ago, I still have yet to get approved. But Chief Pete took care of my little flyer right there at the barracks. Then last week he said, why don't you send me a survey? Let's take a survey, you know, to find out what it is they need. Yeah. Me and all my... And then they asked about the cookies. You didn't bring any cookies. Okay, fine. All right, okay. Well, you twisted my arm. So if y'all want to help, you can bring some Toll House chocolate chip cookies, you know, and drop them off on Monday or Tuesday. I head out there on Tuesday. I arrive at 3:30. But I tell you that in that, yeah, we're not really sure. Well, there is no real, you know, particular formula for doing what we're called to do. We've just got to try and trust. I started a business called Sawyer Services because I live with my mother, who lives in a neighborhood where a lot of retired people live. So basically, I'm probably the youngest one there. And that's not very young. But still, it's her folks that some of you might can relate to this. Those little things that you just can't do anymore. Like being able to have a steady hand to install a paper towel holder or to tighten up the thing that holds your hair dryer on the wall. those silly. And so I noticed that these were some the little things that my mother struggled with. And so I decided to just try and help others out in the neighborhood. And they encouraged me to start a business. And it's so funny because I'll hear them say things like, well, you know, you can just do anything. As though I'm some expert, you know. I've painted rooms, you know, trim hedges, paint doors, weed. But they're just convinced that I can do anything. And I thought about that, and I thought that, you know, instead of blowing my ego up, I was like, okay, why is it that they, and I thought, it's just because I'm convinced that I can do it until I'm convinced I can't. I'll just try anything. I mean, some of you have known me since I was little, knows that, yeah, that sounds about like Alice. I'll at least try it. And gosh, there's, you Google anything, you can fix, I've fixed drains in this tub and reinstalled new ones. And I just Google it. I figure, well, I'll try. Growing up, I remember seeing all these various houses around this neighborhood, especially in Star Lake, but one of the things I've often thought about was the story that we've heard before, which, you know, the two by two. Going out two by two. You know, and say, introducing yourselves, and hey, we're from, you know, a big church down the street, and we're having a pig roast, and my name is such and such, you know, and just want to let you know we're here. You know? I heard about a friend who told me that he sent out an email like this to his leadership and beyond, those they thought that were really interested could, you know, would do something like that. And he even had like a script that he put in there for, you know, for so it would be very simple so people wouldn't worry about what to say. They couldn't think of something. Well, there's at least something. And so he was all excited because it was, you know, it was going to be Easter, and, you know, this was a good way to just, they had invitations printed. you know, all you got to do is just, you know, go hand them out. And, I mean, we do this for birthday parties. We were kids. Here, come to my birthday party. And he called me back to tell me about it. And he said, no one responded to the email. And some of them talked to me at church and said, well, I don't want to go out and do things like that. That's like what those people do on the bicycles, and they go and, I'm not going to do anything. You know, that's too much like what the Church of Latter-day Saints or whatever does. That's just not my thing. They better be glad I wasn't their priest. That's exactly what the devil wants. The devil wants to discourage us and give us any kind of excuse to not do what is so easy to do, which is just to try. I want to know the next time I come back, who lives in that blue house? And those cute little houses that have been on that little row for years, that they seem to look better and better every time I drive by. Put cute planters out, and who lives there? I want to know. And they deserve to know that you're here and that you care about them. Whether they come here or not. How embarrassing would it be if our legacy is going to be, well, we were right there in the middle of hundreds of people, of neighbors, left, right, north, south, east, and west, and we didn't know all of them, or at least touch base with any big percentage of them. We can do this, y'all. It really is two by two, just having an excuse, just like you're having a birthday party. Here, my name is such and such. My name is Alice Sawyer, and we're from this is Nancy, and we're from St. John's down the street. And, you know, we've got this priest that told us we really needed to come out and at least touch base with y'all. I mean, whatever you've got to say. We've got an art. We're going to showcase some art this summer for a series of sermons. Would you like to? Here's an invitation. If you don't have a place to worship, you can do this. It doesn't take rocket science. And you can even ask for tips. We're not trying to come across threatening or anything like that. We're just trying to get to know our neighbors. Oh, you'll be surprised. That's great. Thank you so much. Yeah, trusting that Holy Spirit that is within all of us to give you the words. If you want to have a script, I'll be happy to write you one. But for the love of God, let's get out. If it's too hot, do it in the fall. But just do it. Can you trust God? And can God trust you to be who He's called His church to be right now during these times when what the world needs is love? Amen.